Brandon.
And I'm Brandon.
And welcome to another episode of Backlog Breakout, where we get all of our back issues and kind of randomize them and just choose one. You know, we have so much random crap. It's time to finally read everything. And today, Brandon, what's your pick?
Death or Glory, which I read, okay? I've read my entire backlog of single issues, except for one. There's one I'm guilty of, or two, which is the Bendis, Elektra, and the Gotham Central series.
You really read all your comics, you have?
I have read every single comic that's a single issue that I own, yes.
Oh, gold.
Minus those two.
Way to put me to shame. Anyways.
I know, I'm sorry. I was like, who are you speaking for me? No, speaking for me? No, there is some stuff I haven't read, which is like those two. Granted, they're like 30 issues each, but yeah. That's a whole different story.
Well, you know, this issue caught my attention because, you know, we're both actually very big fans of The Clash. And how could you not resist that bass line as a bass player? So what a pick by one of our favorite writers ever, Rick Remender.
Yes, Rick Remender is probably easily in my top three writers of all time.
I can agree with that. Yeah, dude, he slays everything.
Oh, his independent stuff is amazing. I've always talked about him on Danny's site because every time we get to a certain issue of his, I always
Low just wrapped up, right?
Yeah, Low just wrapped up and Scumbag is about halfway through, I think, or maybe a third. Oof. And I do mention, you know, he's not perfect. He's definitely got some hits that are like home runs and he definitely has some misses. And to me, and no pun intended, Low is on the lower end personally.
Oh, wow. I haven't read too much of it. I've read a good couple arcs.
The problem is it took like 5 years to finish.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, I was like, what the hell is going on? You know, like,
yeah, when you have that much of a break, you have to.
Yeah. And, you know, it's hard when you have to go back and reread some stuff and be like, oh, that's what happened. But it's still like not bad. You know, it's it's just his other stuff is awesome. Like his Uncanny X-Force. Oh, yeah. Uncanny X-Force. Amazing. He did that with Apenia. And at the same time, his Venom is just okay. You know, it's
Wow. I heard that was a character he didn't want to take on. He was just like, I'll do it. You know? Just,
yeah.
And I had to get money and a name.
But he gets credit for that. He made Flash Thompson Venom.
Yeah.
So, you know. And well,
when did this come out in his career?
Death or Glory?
Yeah.
I want to say this is probably his most recent series behind Scumbag. This came out maybe about a year ago. It took a little while to finish. Issue 11 and a couple other ones got delayed. It ends on issue 11, though.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. So this is very recent, actually. Very Death or Glory is probably 2018 when it started. I think the book has the publication date. I don't remember everything. 2018, yeah, May.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so
okay, cool.
This is awesome. Fairly recent.
Well, let's dig in. Man, it's funny. I didn't even read who it was by or anything when I picked it up. I just grabbed it and I just started reading it. But like 5 pages in, I was just like, is this Remender? And then you just like, no, like he has this voice and this like kind of tone and it's exactly what you're saying. Some are hits or some are misses. But the thing about Remender that makes him good is that he's really great at creating characters and putting them in good situations. And
yes,
it's always kind of over the top, but somehow very grounded.
Yeah. And the other thing I was talking about is that what's very unique about his voice is he makes stories with really terrible people that make you still like interested.
Yes.
You know, if you read Deadly Class, everyone, or even seen the first season, everyone in that series, and like the main character Marcus, like everyone's just kind of like terrible to each other.
Oh, wow. I've only seen the first episode.
I followed the series before I even knew who Rick Remender was. Like, I just picked up the book because it looked cool.
Oh, wow. It looks really cool. Yeah.
I got really lucky with the issue one with that one. But, you know, it's based in San Francisco in the 80s and all that. And, little interesting information. Rick Remender used to live in San Francisco, so there's that. But you know, that's a series where it's basically like assassins being teenagers and they're all kind of being awful, but you still want to know what happens, you know. Same thing with Black Science. Same thing as in the main character kind of isn't perfect at all and does some pretty terrible things to his family.
Well, that's the thing. His characters have amazing flaws, and that's why we get so connected to him. He's perfect at just giving us a flaw-filled character, and that's what drives the story, and that's what drives the character. He does such a good job at making these characters, and it's something I feel like no matter who you are, you can somehow relate to it, whether it's to yourself or to someone you know. He's really good at capturing voices.
Oh, definitely. I mean, his ongoing series right now, Scumbag, the main character is quite literally considered a scumbag. Mm-hmm. So, but you keep reading it because he's the main character and he somehow saves the day at the end of the day and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So it's good stuff. And, you know, I always have a bias when going over his books in terms of a creative standpoint and kind of like analytical breakdown, mm-hmm. because I still love it, but I try to do my very best to be as objective as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. It's kind of hard. It is. Like me and Morrison, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love Grant Morrison too, but I definitely do not let him get, or them, sorry. I don't let them get away with, you know, all the Grant Morrison stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's a bit much. Let's dig into this.
Yeah, yeah. So we have Death or Glory. Now, the thing with Death or Glory is there's a few things. This is very much a Rick Remender book. And you can see why it is by the world that it's based in. But to me, this feels like Rick Remender, if he was trying to write a Road Warrior, Mad Max-esque kind of story with beautiful artwork. Now, the thing with Rick Remender,
I can see that.
Yeah, the thing with Rick Remender is that he always gets artists that kind of match his tone, and he gets some amazing artists. Like, if you look at Seven to Eternity, Opeña is probably one of the greatest artists around. If you look at Deadly Class, Wes Craig is phenomenal in what he does as well. And basically, you know, Scumbag, I forget the guy's name, but he does a great job. And, you know, the list goes on. So the thing with Death or Glory, though, is that everything looks very bright and vibrant and really, like, you know what I mean? Just,
yeah. Oh, 100%.
Beautifully brought out. And, you know, so I'm on page one, if you're following along, Brandon. And if you look into if you look at this first page, it's straight up a diner scene. And again, there's not too much I want to point out in this issue because it's pretty straightforward. So we're going to kind of just skim by at first. But it's basically just a diner and everything is kind of normal. And then you're hit with people being murdered with what's it called? Why'd I forget it already?
Well, you know, it's funny. This reminds me of this character reminds me of the dude from Planetary. I don't know if you've read that. It's a Warren Ellis book. Super great. We'll do an episode on it one day. But just the white hair, he has that Constantine kind of look. And then he has the powers that we're about to see. Spoilers. It felt like the real world mixed with Warren Ellis for a minute, and you could see that influence. Like, that's what caught my attention right away. Plus, it's in New Arizona, and I hate that place. It's hot.
Liquid nitrogen. That's what it is. He's murdering people with liquid nitrogen. I was like, I can't remember, but you notice, and this is kind of like, it's kind of like prefacing the tone of the book overall. Like, everything, it's like a desert that's very bright and vibrant. All the characters have very bright clothing. And then everybody's murdered gruesomely. If you continue the series, there's like chainsaw murders, there's torture, there's organ harvesting, people being shot to death, people being ran over. The list goes on.
First five pages, you get
Falling off.
Yeah, the face falling off. But then the kid's hands freezing, and then he shoves it into his mouth. What's going on? Like, this escalates
so quickly. But keep in mind, it's drawn very well. I've never seen anything Bangle has done. And it's one of those things that it's so vibrant, and he does the colors. Or Bangle, I'm not sure if Bangle's a man or a woman, to be honest.
I didn't look too much into the artist myself. I was hoping you did. Shame on us. We will do more.
Yeah, shame on us.
You know, I could sense a lot of manga influence, not traditional Western stuff, but you could just the tell, the movements, the facial expressions, the beads of sweat, you know?
I was going to talk about the one thing about this book is that it's very bright in every shape or form. Even the gutters are white with their contrasts, and they're really thick, and they help contrast the bright colors. So if you get to the main title page where it's called, you know, the name of the book is She's Got You, and you got the list of artists on the left. If you look at the right side, for instance, you have very standard comic book panels. But mm-hmm. if you look on the sides, the gutters are very thick.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the bottom panel, the big fourth one. This horizontal panel at the very bottom, extremely thick. And I think that's just to give emphasis on the scene, of course. But also, if you look, it's very bright oranges, dark blues, you know, it's the desert. And the white contrast.
And it's like still bright outside. Like you have like a blue moon in one panel too, where it just lights everything up.
Yeah, and the white contrast helps like exemplify those colors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you keep going, again, the story is pretty straightforward. There's nothing too crazy about it. And there's going to be minor spoilers because it is the first issue we're going to kind of go by. But again, this book is all about like the road warrior S thing, because we got a huge one page spread of a car.
Yeah.
And that kind of hints at like what's going to be happening. And basically, you're introduced to the character Glory, and Glory is this character, the main character of the book. And it's pretty straightforward stuff, you know, monologuing to like a diary, very mm-hmm. simple comic book stuff, talking to themselves and, you know, giving exposition and background. And you learn about her. You learn that she's a mechanic and she's raised by someone named Red. And basically, she needs to help Red. That's kind of like the main plot of this. It's going to be a little bit of a spoiler, but her guardian that raised her, Red, he's someone that's dying, and Glory needs to make the money to save him, to get him a liver transplant.
Yeah.
Now, here's where things get interesting, though. We got to keep in mind that in order to save this character, the main character, Glory, needs to get an organ in order to, you know, save him. And so just keep that in mind. But I'm at the page where she's getting in her car in that two-page spread, and just look at that.
It's so nice, dude. It's one of my favorite like spreads in the whole thing. And it defines her a lot. She has this like, you could tell she's some sort of like racer. She obviously is a mechanic of some sort. And she has a motorcycle. She has this awesome muscle car. It just shows like she's tough and she can do stuff. She knows how to control speed.
Yeah, exactly. And so basically, yeah, like I said, there's nothing too crazy. It's all about the characters in this book. She goes to the bar. Everyone's kind of like this trucker stop family kind of thing. And she's explaining to everyone what she has to go do. And everyone's saying that they're going to help her. And essentially, you get some more. It's all exposition. I don't want to go too deep into it because I want people to read this. I want people to understand like why this book is interesting, because Rick Remender is really good at creating terrible people that you want to read about.
Yeah, we'd have to do a total character analysis to spoil everything on it.
Yeah, basically. But you get introduced to the villain, you get introduced to the people involved, and then you're kind of like, okay, what's going on? You know, they're making these cops pick up a package of money, and they have to transport something in order to get paid. And, you know, it's just they're transporting money for this like shady deal going down. And basically, Glory gets involved. And this is where the Road Warrior stuff comes in. I mean, if you just look at the page where she crashes into the police car.
Yeah.
You can already see, like, it's a high-speed chase. There's a gunfight going on. There's, you know, cars trying to, like, hit each other. And if you're into, like, that Road Warrior stuff, I guarantee you, you're in for a treat with this book.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what Remender's really good at is, like, you take the first like three pages, you kind of get a feeling for the town because of how the kids are acting, and you know their dialect and dictation and whatnot. And then he ramps up the action, and then he pulls back and gives us more character development, and he sets us up with the main character, the protagonist and antagonist, and then he ramps it up again with action. And that's what he's awesome at. If you read Black Science, it's the same way. Like he kind of fills you in. And while you're catching your breath, he ramps everything up again. And that's what
mm-hmm. it fluctuates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's always up and down. It's calm. And then things hit the fan real fast. And that's what's happening with this issue. And keep in mind, this is a first issue. We find out how badass of a character Glory is, honestly.
Like, yeah, right away.
The book is about family, first and foremost, at its core. You know, mm-hmm. it's just covered with a bunch of murder and violence and all this other stuff. But it's basically about her trying to save her, you know, someone that was her father growing up. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things that comics do. And I always bring this up, how comics do something that like certain films or TV shows or books can't. there's very little dialogue exchanged in this car chase scene with the cops. I mean, there's some yelling and profanity, right? Mm-hmm. But by seeing, you know, Glory take on the police, these corrupt cops, holding them at gunpoint, you know, taking the money from them to pay for the surgery, it shows that she's a badass.
Yeah, dude, she's
with very little words said on her end.
And just dodging stuff. And, you know, again, like when the cop is shooting at her and she's looking backwards, her expression, that's where I get that whole manga feel. There's a lot of like intense, even when she gets elbowed in the face, like that big, it's a big burst of movement in that pure like yellow goldish panel.
Oh, yeah. And again, colors, like mm-hmm. this thing is bright. Like yes. I can't stress how beautiful this book is.
And it works with it because, you know, the whole thing is about speed. You know, it's hard to have a speed filled book that has a darker tone to it. You know, you kind of need that vibrance to, it's meant to keep you awake, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other thing too is the art brings you in and the story comes kind of second, but it still pushes things along.
Yeah.
You know, again, the story is not hard to follow. She's just trying to get money for this surgery. That is literally it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, it's, you know, full of complications. And it's a very, like any other straightforward story, the main character is going on a journey. Glory is on this journey to get this money for the surgery. And what happens is she's about to get the money. And of course, the money is destroyed because liquid nitrogen freezes it and it shatters.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's when you go, okay, issue one isn't that simple. Something has to happen for her to get to, you know, from point A to point B, which is getting this liver transplant.
Yeah, it's basically the first turning point we see where she
exactly
has the goal and then it literally crumbles in her fingertips.
Mm-hmm. And basically more action, like I said, just really awesome, really beautiful art. And Glory takes the truck and she's like, all right, I'm going to sell this contraband and or whatever it is that they're trying to smuggle. And I'm just going to make the money. Right.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, when you get to the end of the issue, she goes into the truck and look at this pacing. This is what I love about this. And again, it's that silent storytelling.
Yes.
You hear the banging in the back of the truck. She gets the pistol. She parks. She runs back there. And even though there's no words, you could read the page almost as like if there were words, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah. That pacing works so well.
Exactly. And basically what she thought was like some sort of contraband is actually people being smuggled.
Well, and dude, the page before the last page is so good. Just grabbing the doorknob, the turn, the open, and her reaction. That's like a 2-3 second moment, but it just beat after beat after beat after beat. And then you freeze for a moment when you see her reaction. And again, the biggest, most intense moments are in that like yellowish, you know, peach color palette. And then we bring back to normalcy and we see the, you know, the one page splash.
Yeah.
And you're just like just as drained as she is in that scene where you're just like, holy crap. Like,
mm-hmm.
nobody was and I mean, it makes sense. We're in Yuma, Arizona. It's right there on the border. There's these people smuggling people over and whatnot. And you're just like, that makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a great cliffhanger.
It's great because it's a first issue cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you look at how thick this book is, it's thicker than your average comic.
I was noticing that. It's maybe 30 something pages?
Yeah. And yeah, it reads really fast. And, mm-hmm. you know, a little bit of a spoiler, but it's been out for like 3 years. So I'm just going to say it. For anybody who's curious, if you want to continue reading, the book is basically about these people that are being harvested for their organs to be put on the black market.
Oh my gosh.
Now, keep that in mind. The one thing Glory needs is an organ to save her guardian.
Yeah.
Her father figure.
But
she needs a liver
transplant.
She's
conflicted with it because of
but
how
then
it's contained.
The plot has changed where she has all these people that are being harvested for their organs, and yet she's going to save them. That's kind of like what happens. You know, yeah. She's going to work on saving not only these people, but her father figure. Well, so now it's one of those things that like the one thing she has access to, she's going to, for the greater good, save the people and put them before her father in a way.
And the crazy thing is, that's just basic story structure. You know what I mean? There's nothing different or crazy, or like Rick Remender is like an absolute like,
yeah, genius. Oh my god, it's the Grant Morrison mind freak.
Yes, it's just like, no, that's, you know, she has what she wants right in front of her, but she can't take it because it's not right, and it's reversing the purpose that she wants. It's just so much, and it works so well. And what a pick. I'm just hyped. I want to read the rest of it.
Dude, it's 11 issues. It's super fast. And some crazy stuff happens. Again, don't let the art fool you. This thing is bloody and violent and very, very grotesque in a certain way. Because, you know, again, people are dying horribly. And this idea of harvesting organs from adults to older people to children, like, that's kind of like what's going on in the background. And it gets pretty intense. But it's, again, Rick Remender is one of my favorite writers of all time. Yeah. Literally one of my favorites, one of my inspirations. When I met the man, I was literally stuttering. Like, I couldn't hold together a complete sentence because I was so nervous. So I can't recommend this book enough. You know, like, again, it's like how you idolize Grant Morrison's writing. I mean, I do too. But again, like, you take it to the next level of appreciation. And that's how I feel I am with Rick Remender.
So good. We'll be covering some more of his stuff soon. We had a bunch of stuff planned, and he's definitely at the top of the list. And that was even before I knew how big of a fan you were. I was like, I want to do this, this, and this. And I'm just pumped.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, thanks for hanging, Brandon. Good pick. Super excited.
Thank you for having me.